You're listening to the Everyday Norm Podcast, the podcast that talks about your everyday issues. No topic is off limits, from fashion, dining out, politics, even out of space. If it's a topic, we talk about it. And if it's hot, I make it sizzle. I'm your host, Big Norm. Thank you for tuning in, and tell a friend about the Everyday Norm Podcast. Now, let's do this. Welcome back to the Everyday Norm Podcast. I want to thank everyone for supporting the podcast. Please like, share, tell a friend about the Everyday Norm Podcast. If this is your first time listening, I want to say thank you for taking time out to listen. Please, once again, share, tell a friend about the Everyday Norm Podcast. If you're listening in the United States or abroad, I want to thank you as well. So a big round of applause to all the supporters of the Everyday Norm Podcast. Now, go to our Facebook page and our YouTube channel. Become a Norm Sayer. Join Big Norm Nation. Tell me what you think about this episode and previous episodes of the podcast. Everyday Norm Podcast is available on YouTube as well as Facebook. My gamers, Big Norm TV, that you can find on YouTube as well. And my second podcast, Speak Life, that you can find on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, as well as this podcast that you can find on apps that stream podcasts. Once again, thank you. If you have any ideas, questions, comments, concerns, hit me up at bignorm507@gmail.com. That's bignorm507@gmail.com. But on today, we will be discussing, if you're listening to this podcast and you know the title of the podcast, We Want Cody. All my wrestling fans, We Want Cody. Hashtag We Want Cody. This is a result of the past episode of SmackDown, where surprisingly Cody Rhodes decided to hand over his WrestleMania rematch against Roman Reigns to The Rock, as many of you all know and have seen on the last episode of SmackDown. Now, at the time of this podcast, some new developments have emerged. Since then, I watched a WrestleMania kickoff, and I'm still just amazed at what happened. So, as of right now, the match between Cody and Roman at WrestleMania is on. It's back on. It's locked in. At this point, The Rock is now a heel, siding with Roman as opposed to opposing Roman. Now, there are many speculations as to why all this is going on, and you can take your pick from The Rock having a financial stake in TKO Holdings. It was rumored, alleged to be, that this last week or whenever originated from The Rock because of the scandal with Vince McMahon, John Laurinaitis, and Brock Lesnar in an attempt to take the attention away from the scandal involving TKO Holdings and WWE and put it back on wrestling, thus The Rock insisting on injecting himself into the WrestleMania picture. Now, prior to this WrestleMania kickoff, many fans were upset, feeling that Cody had been robbed of an opportunity to face Roman again at WrestleMania for the second year in a row, to the point where hashtag We Want Cody has flooded social media. The video where The Rock confronts Roman Reigns as of right now is WWE's most disliked video on their YouTube channel, period, with over 250,000 dislikes. So now videos are coming up. Any video now that WWE posts, now you see people saying We Want Cody. They're going to The Rock's Instagram page and Twitter page or X page. Hashtag We Want Cody. So now it was The Rock versus Roman. Now it's back to Cody versus Roman, which, you know, at the end of the day, it's entertainment. They're going to do what they want to do. And I was looking at how many people were upset about the Cody Rhodes situation and how Rock came in. Well, people need to remember, let's go back over a year, around this time, a little bit earlier. The original plan for last year's WrestleMania was Rock versus Roman. It was not scheduled for Cody versus Roman, but Roman could not, Rock would not be able to commit. So they really wanted Roman versus Rock last year. So people are upset that it was going to be this year, but it was the plan last year. So I don't understand why people were so upset about that. To be honest with you, it's just crazy to me. But my thing is this. Even if it were still The Rock versus Roman, this is my issue. Here's the issue that I have. And I've had this issue with WWE for a long time, long before the sale of the company to Endeavor. I've always had an issue with WWE bringing in part-timers, quote-unquote semi-retired, quote-unquote or slash old heads to come in on major event pay-per-views, things like that, it takes the spot from a full-time wrestler, male or female, who's trying to get that opportunity to take their career to the next level. You have a lot of main event guys and gals who are just waiting to be put, mid-card, who are just waiting to get that nod, that push into the main event level. So when you bring a Rock, a Brock Lesnar, Edge, Trish Stratus, Lita, Goldberg, whoever, my position was you're taking away from that full-time person who is paying their dues, who is coming in, week out, SmackDown in, Raw out, PLEs, house shows, and they're putting their time in, just like The Rock did, just like Brock, Edge, all of them. They're trying to get that same position. They're trying to get into the main event realm, level. And every time WWE brings someone back, yeah, it may be good for money, but if you're the person who's trying to get to where The Rock is and all those guys, you're looking at it. To me, it says you don't have enough faith in your roster to deliver a show that would be entertaining enough for the fans. That's what I personally believe. That's how I personally feel, because you're taking opportunity away just for that big paycheck. Now, The Rock versus Roman would have been grand. It would have been grand. But the way WWE has handled it is WWE, I don't know what's going on with them. You took something that was so simple and complicated it so bad to where people were so upset that you had to find some crazy way to change it. It made no sense whatsoever. The bottom line is this. I personally feel it should not have been Cody winning the Royal Rumble. And even if that were the case, you could have easily, the fans are wanting a rematch. Cody could have easily won and challenged Seth Rollins. Easily. At this point, it really doesn't matter. It really doesn't matter because we've seen Cody versus Roman and Cody versus Seth. So it's not like these three guys haven't met previously. But when you think about it, in all fairness, when you think about it, ladies and gentlemen, The Rock versus Roman, think about it. You have a part-time champion in Roman Reigns possibly defending his championship against a seldom timer in The Rock. Now, why would you put that match together for a main event for the championship? Why? You if that's the case, me, looking from the outside in. If that were me, why even have the match? Yeah, you have your ratings, but would I honestly have Roman drop the belt to The Rock? I seldom see the Undisputed Championship on SmackDown because Roman is seldom on SmackDown. He might be making more appearances now because of how close we are to WrestleMania in Elimination Chamber. But we go weeks, probably months at a time. So now Roman's on that Brock Lesnar schedule. If you remember that Brock Lesnar schedule, he will go months at a time without even being seen on SmackDown or Raw with the championship, and would not come and would miss pay-per-views where there's no championship match. Part-time Roman, seldom time Rock. Rock hasn't wrestled in about, what, 6-7 years, something like that, maybe longer, if I'm correct. So it's been a number of years since Rock has wrestled. And you would have that championship match when we know pretty much the outcome is going to be Roman beating The Rock on some level, because right now Roman is the man. They want to make sure, I don't know how close he is to being the all-time longest reigning champion in WWE history. I know he has a little ways to go as far as maybe Hulk Hogan and maybe Bruno Sammartino, but it looks like he will definitely be going to WrestleMania as champion. After that will be anyone's guess. But I personally feel that Cody should not have won the Royal Rumble this year. It should have been someone else who could use that championship opportunity. Because here's the thing. Even if Cody hadn't won, he still could have challenged somebody for a championship. He could have challenged Seth. He's already on Raw. Cody is already on Raw. Seth is already on Raw. So it makes sense for him to challenge that championship, because if Cody wins against Roman, that means he's automatically on SmackDown, which means you'll have to switch another wrestler from SmackDown to Raw to compensate for losing Cody. Who would that be? Jimmy Uso this time? Solo Sikoa? Maybe even LA Knight? Or AJ Styles? But WWE has really messed this up. They've really messed this up. The kickoff, for those who don't know, it was a WrestleMania kickoff where Cody confronted Roman. Some words were exchanged. The Rock made an appearance and had a display of his family tree, the bloodline, and so forth. And some words were exchanged. And now Rock is siding with Roman against Cody, which thus in turn, Cody came out and said he wants to have his match at WrestleMania against Roman. I guess that rubbed Rock the wrong way. And now they're friends. Now they're on the same page. All of that good stuff. So this could be now. I want people to just use your imagination real quick, because this just came to me. Is it possible that The Rock could be coming back, and chances are he will be at ringside with his cousin at WrestleMania? Is it possible that this could be the beginning? WrestleMania could be the beginning of a face turn for Roman. Think about it. He goes into WrestleMania against Cody. He loses the championship to Cody Rhodes. Now the tribal chief has been dethroned. He's lost his championship. The Rock comes upset about what happened, feels that Roman let down his family, let himself down, and thus in turns attacks Roman with the help of Jimmy and Solo, and you know how Paul Heyman is, and all of a sudden Roman is being attacked. Now he's a face because everybody's already pissed off with Rock, so now The Rock is the new head of the table, the true head of the table, and now he leads the bloodline. Is it possible? I haven't heard anything about it. Is it possible? Yes, it is possible. Is it likely? I don't know. But I feel that they should not have had Cody win the Royal Rumble. It was just way too obvious. You could have had Gunther win the Royal Rumble. You could have had AJ Styles win at the Royal Rumble. Instead of having that match at the Royal Rumble in the Fatal 4-Way, you could have had Randy Orton. Now, Randy Orton really doesn't need a championship at this point in his career. His legacy is locked in. It won't improve his resume or anything by being a champion once again. But you had other alternatives to win a WrestleMania moment against Roman Reigns or Cody Rhodes. I know you wanted CM Punk. I think the original plan was for the last two, which it was, for Cody Rhodes and CM Punk. Cody goes on to face Roman. CM Punk goes on to face Seth Rollins. They did not factor in, and no one saw CM Punk getting hurt, plus thus taking him out of the WrestleMania picture. So in all likelihood, it may be possibly a Sami Zayn or Drew McIntyre that will face Seth at WrestleMania. Has not been determined as of yet. We still have the Elimination Chamber pay-per-view going on. It looks like possibly Rhea Ripley will be defending her championship against Becky Lynch. That's a strong WrestleMania possibility. Bayley has chosen Io Sky, so that's locked in for WrestleMania. So we definitely have two title matches locked in for WrestleMania. Now, some have speculated possibly Roman facing The Rock on night one, and then going on to The Rock versus Cody night one, and then the winner going to face Roman in night two. I don't know. I think it's stupid, and I definitely don't want another triple threat match. At WrestleMania, title matches should not be triple threat, fatal four ways. It should be just one-on-one. That's just my personal opinion. But nevertheless, it's really been it's been crazy. It's been crazy, and WWE has made something so simple so complicated. And for what? For nothing. Because I understand the people want Cody, but this wouldn't be the first time that WWE has not listened to the fan base and has done whatever they wanted to do and basically said, screw you to the fans. You don't like it, don't watch. But here's the thing. Even if they didn't change it and it was still locked in for Roman versus Rock, guess what? As pissed off as people are, you all still would have tuned in. You still would have tuned in. Don't even try to deny it. You will still watch the pay-per-view. And there's nothing wrong with that. It's entertainment. You can say what you want, but The Rock versus Roman is a big draw. That's why people were so excited about it last year. And people were so disappointed when it could not happen. Now we're in a position to where it can happen. But it sends a bad message because Cody wins the Royal Rumble, and now The Rock can come swoop in and just get a title match. And he hadn't wrestled in over 5, 6, 7 years. And you can tell the look on his face that when Cody was saying all this at SmackDown, he wasn't happy with it. But nevertheless, you had a choice between two guys. You couldn't have gone wrong either way, in my opinion. Cody versus Seth would have been a good match for everyone to see. Cody being one, because I personally feel that it should not be Cody to beat Roman Reigns. I've always felt that the one person that should be beating Roman for the championship, the person I feel should be Jey Uso. Why? Because this whole bloodline thing started with Roman forcing Jey to become part of the bloodline. That is the angle I felt they should have gone with. Jey Uso, you've already beaten him, last year? You've already beaten him. So I feel that, hey, in this whole thing with finishing the story, there are a lot of wrestlers who have stories that have yet to be finished. Jey Uso, Jimmy Uso, a lot of wrestlers. But I felt that Jey could have easily won the Royal Rumble. He's main event Jey Uso. He wins the Royal Rumble, and he goes back to challenge his cousin again, this time for the championship. And the owner say, look, the only reason why this bloodline started because you made me join years ago. Forced me to join or threatened to be kicked out of the family. That would have been a better storyline. I mean, to someone who finished the bloodline story, perfect candidate in my mind would have been Jey Uso, not Cody Rhodes. Not Cody Rhodes. But once again, WWE has made a blunder out of something so simple. Now they're trying to do damage control the best way they can. So now, as of right now, there's no doubt in my mind. Now, I don't know this. We have an episode of SmackDown coming up, the next episode. I don't know if The Rock will make an appearance. I don't know if Roman will make an appearance. But as of right now, The Rock is definitely a heel. And I think that's a good thing. I think that's a good thing. Let's see how The Rock, he's already catching heat. He already has heat for what he did at last SmackDown. Now with this, I guess WWE said, you know what, let's go ahead and make you a heel. Since they already hate you as it is, go ahead and really build that heat up in an attempt to help Cody, which ultimately will lead to him winning the championship. Now, is it possible that Roman retains the championship at WrestleMania this year? It is a strong possibility. We do not know. Nothing is etched in stone. Is it possible that Cody could finally dethrone Roman Reigns? Absolutely. But it's just not a guarantee. Nothing is etched in stone. So what does WWE do? That's the question. They're trying to find the best way to make money at the end of the day. So, as right now, once again, Cody and Roman is locked, stocked, and loaded. It is going to happen. Seth Rollins, nursing an injury. He'll be ready by WrestleMania, hopefully. Not medically cleared now, nursing a knee injury. He said just a tear, not a torn. Did he say meniscus, I think, if I'm correct? So he said the recovery time won't be as long as maybe a torn meniscus, which is good. So get well, Seth. But the whole situation with Rock, Roman, and Cody has just been, like I said, just been crazy. And they need to do better overall with storylines and not allow things like this scandal with Vince McMahon to scare them to change their script to the degree that they did. Because now you made a bad decision, and now you're trying to find some way. Kind of, to me, it kind of reminds me of when Seth Rollins turned on the Shield after the day after beating Evolution for a second time. It made no sense to me. It made no sense whatsoever, and there's no way they can even logically explain why Seth did that. You just came off beating Evolution, something that probably no other team has been able to do. Maybe once, definitely not twice. You beat them the very next day. You turn on your team. Yeah, it made no sense whatsoever. Even the explanations that he gave years later didn't make any sense. But nevertheless, we're gonna have to wait and see how this plays out with Cody and Roman. Like I said, it just, you know, it's bad enough that now guys can just come on different shows, even though they're supposed to be exclusive to Raw, exclusive to SmackDown, exclusive to NXT. It's clear that they do what they want to do, and basically at the end of the day, they don't care, because they could keep The Rock versus Roman if they wanted to. And like I said, as upset many of y'all would be, you would still be tuning in just to see what happened. But at the same time, though, even with Cody versus Roman, it's like what Drew McIntyre said recently. No one really wants to watch because everybody knows what the outcome is going to be. His family is going to get involved some way or another. So if it's not The Rock getting involved to help Roman retain, it's definitely going to be Solo. If it's not Solo, it's definitely going to be Jimmy. We're expecting Jimmy to finally face off against Jay at WrestleMania. That looks like a possible done deal. Nothing been finalized yet, but we're expecting that match to be announced sometime soon in the near future, probably sometime maybe after Elimination Chamber. We'll have to just wait and see. But that is the predicament that we now see the WWE in, and hopefully they can get this stuff straightened up better. Now, I can't wait to see The Rock's first appearance on TV as an heel. The heat is going to be unreal, and hopefully we'll see how this plays out. It could play out great in the long run, but as of right now, it's definitely not looking good. Definitely not looking good. ladies and gentlemen, that is going to do it for today's episode of the Everyday Norm Podcast. I hope you enjoyed it. Tell me what you think about this episode. Hit me up, bignorm507@gmail.com. That is bignorm507@gmail.com. I thank you once again for all your support, listening, whatever amount of time, 1 minute, 10 minutes, an hour. Thank you very much. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the Everyday Norm Podcast. I am your host, Big Norm. I love you all with the love of Jesus, and I will leave you with these words. Let's look upward and not downward. Let's go forward and not backwards. Always lend a helping hand in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you, and I will see you when I see you.